This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry in to Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
It's time for Grant.
Grant's Weekend Rant, brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. The home teams are moving on to the second round of the NFL playoffs. We start with the early game in San Francisco, a strong second half to win 41-23. You know, the one thing I would say about the 49ers, their defense is not an immovable wall. We saw Seattle move the ball up and down the field. They had 332 yards of total offense. So, you know, the Niners defense is very good. I still think they make it to the Super Bowl, but they're not the 85 Bears, okay? Let's just call it the way it is. We saw what the Raiders did at the game in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago, and we saw Seattle, again, able to put 23 points up on the board. I'm not saying it's easy, but maybe this defense is not as great as we think, or certainly that I thought. But got to give credit to the 49ers. I mean, Brock Purdy, we keep on talking about this. How about his day? 18 of 30, 332, three touchdowns, enough said. Now we get to the nightcap. What an embarrassing loss for the Chargers. They're up 27-0, and they lose the game. And I don't know about you, I'm so tired of watching these prima donna, you know, me guys like Joey Bosa, you know, acting like an immature, spoiled punk on the field, getting stupid penalties, including one that put the ball at the one on a very important two-point conversion. What the hell are you thinking about? Seriously, does he care about the team? I'd be embarrassed to get on the plane to fly back to L.A. if I'm Bosa. That's awful. With a capital A. And then we see players knocking down quarterbacks after the whistle to keep the drive alive. I mean, it's just amazing the lack of self-discipline and awareness in such a big game like the playoffs. Because guess what? If you lose, you're done. Joey Bosa, guess what? You're done. And your play was embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself. We'll see what happens on the Sunday games. Always fun coming at you on my rants, whether it's during the week or on the weekend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care, and thanks very much for listening to Grant's Rant.